אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 460.
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם. We're in the article Peace in the World. We're under the heading The Four Attributes: Mercy, Truth, Justice and Peace in the individual and in the collective.
לאחר שאנו יודעים היטב את
מידת, once we know full well the desired attribute of goodness, we should examine the things and the means at our disposal in order to hasten that delight and happiness. Once we know, four attributes are provided for that purpose: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. These attributes have been used by all world reformers thus far. It is more correct to say that it is with these four attributes that human development has advanced thus far through the government of heaven in gradual path until it brought humankind to its current state. It has already been written that it would be better for us to take the law of development under our own hands and government, for then we will rid ourselves of any torment that the developmental history has in store for us henceforth. Thus, we should scrutinize and examine those four properties in order to thoroughly understand what we have been given thus far, and by them know what aid we should hope to get from them in the future.
Questions? None. Read it again.
Once again, the four attributes: mercy, truth, justice, and peace in the individual and in the collective. Once we know full well the desired attribute of goodness, we should examine the things and the means at our disposal in order to hasten that delight and happiness.
This means we need to accept what the Kabbalists tell us, that the final correction is secured. It is, will happen to all souls, and we can reach it sooner or later. We can hasten our development, shorten the way. This is why they teach us the rules, the laws, and if we keep them, we will advance faster by our agreement. That's called, I will hasten it. And if we don't, or we don't at all, that's called the path of suffering, meaning in due time. But it is guaranteed that we will reach the final correction. It's guaranteed for everyone. And the corrections are in the four attributes we have, which are mercy, truth, justice, and peace. They should be transformed in us and to lead us to the final correct form. Let's continue.
Four attributes are provided for that purpose, which are mercy, truth, justice, and peace. These attributes have been used by all world reformers thus far. It is more correct to say that it is with these four attributes that human development has advanced thus far through the government of heaven in a gradual path until it brought humankind to its current state. It has already been written that it would be better for us to take the law of development under our own hands and government, for then we will rid ourselves of any torment that the developmental history has in store for us henceforth. Thus, we should scrutinize and examine those four properties in order to thoroughly understand what we have been given thus far, and by them know what aid we should hope to get from them in the future.
Meaning, how can we work with these four attributes? mercy, truth, justice, and peace, when they're in us, in order to help us advance to the final correction.
Please.
I don't see questions. It's clear that we have to learn it. Let's move on.
Practical difficulties in determining the truth. When we discuss good attributes in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between an individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part toward the collective, and also takes his share from the collective justly and honestly. All this is but the truth. But the drawback is that in fact, the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above mentioned truth is proven from itself. There's some drawback and a cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is this flaw.
Yes, we see that it's not working. The attribute of truth cannot be accepted by the public, not even by an individual. There's a verse that a person is close to himself. That's why we have a problem. How can we reach by the attribute of truth when truth is the most certain way, maybe the most hard one, but it's the most certain one. The letters of the word truth in Hebrew, Aleph, Mem, Tav, include all the qualities of creation. It's the name of the Creator, one of the names of the Creator. But we cannot realize it. Continue, please.
When you closely examine the above-mentioned truth from the perspective of its practical feasibility, you will necessarily find it vague and complicated, and it is impossible for the human eye to scrutinize it. Since the truth requires that we equalize all the individuals in the collective so they receive their share according to their labor, no more and no less. This is the one true basis which cannot be doubted, for it is certain that anyone who wishes to enjoy the labor of his friend, his acts are against the above mentioned reason and clear truth. But how do we think that we can scrutinize that truth in a way that is acceptable to the collective? For example, if we evaluate something according to the apparent labor, meaning according to the number of hours, and compel each one to work an equal number of hours, we will still not discover the attribute of truth at all. Moreover, there is an evident lie here for two reasons. The first is the physical side, and the second is the mental side of the worker.
It's clear to us that none of us is equal to the other. If it's easy for one person, it may be difficult for another one. In various ways, that's why we cannot say that everyone's equal and we should treat everyone equally. Accordingly, both the reward and the punishment have to be very diversified and according to a person. But we're unable of treating each one differently this way. We don't know the mental forces each one has, the health he has, nothing. His atmosphere, his perception, nothing. For that, we actually need to be in the degree of the Creator, in the ability to bestow on each and every one. That's unrealistic. That's why the attribute of truth in and of itself cannot exist in our world. So what should we do? Yes?
That is because by nature the power to work is not equal in each and every person. One person in the society labors in 1 hour of work due to his weakness, much more than another who works 2 hours or more. And there's also a psychological matter here. Since he who is very lazy by nature exhausts himself in 1 hour more than his friend in 2 hours or more. According to the perspective of the evident truth, we should not compel one part of society to labor more than the other part for the satisfaction of the needs of their lives. But in fact, the naturally strong and nimble in society benefit from the labor of others and exploit them maliciously against the attribute of truth. For they labor very little compared to the weak and lazy in society.
Yes, if we invite some people to do work and everyone gets the same work, so if someone is strong by nature, he exploits the others because he can work less. He has to waste less energy, strength, etc., compared to the weaker ones who have to invest much in order to reach the same amount of work like the strong person. That's clear, right? Move on.
There's a question from German 4 and Kiev 1.
German 4.
So, is it possible to measure and evaluate laziness in the work?
We can't measure because we don't know all the qualities each person has. This is what he explains. Listen to what he explains. We are incapable of measuring that. And this is why we can't compare two different people. One who invests more or less. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, but here seemingly the measurement is towards some absolute measurement, because usually it's measured according to the results.
So what?
So the question is towards what is Baal HaSulam measuring here?
According to the amount of strength, the energy a person elicits. So if someone is strong or nimble, he can invest less than compared to a lazy person and not so strong. Meaning by nature, we're all different. How can we reach equality, truth? We can't. What can we do? Itawan.
Caro Rav,
dear Rav, here Baal HaSulam is telling us to obtain the answer. Our question must be at the same time equal to the peace as well as mercy, right?
We'll learn this. We will learn. Let's continue.
And if we also consider the natural law taking after the majority, then such a truth that takes the number of hours of apparent work as a basis is completely infeasible. Since the weak and the lazy are always the vast majority in society, and they will not allow the nimble and strong minority to exploit their strength and labor. Thus you see that the above-mentioned basis, which is the labor of the individual under the condition of the evident truth, and with it, the majority in the society, is completely impractical, since it cannot be examined and evaluated in any way. Thus you find that the attribute of truth has no practical ability to organize the path of the individual and the path of the collective in an absolute and satisfactory manner. Also, it is completely insufficient for organizing life at the end of the correction of the world.
Yes, in short, the Creator is to blame. He created us all unequal. Each in his own way is different than others. That's why we cannot compare anything between ourselves and to reach equality or to reach clear connection to everyone. And that's the big problem, seemingly. Why does he do us? Why did he make us this way? If he would make us all equal, it would be much easier to reach connection between us and connection with the Creator. No. On the contrary, we wouldn't be able, because we have to complement each other. What one lacks, the other comes and complements. And we agree for this completion. This is the right way of connection between us. Otherwise, we wouldn't connect, because when one person lacks, the other can add. And this way, we reach a complete form. That's why we are not to think that if we could all be one, everyone equal, it would become easier for us. It wouldn't become easier. It would be impossible to connect. How can I connect to another if I don't compliment him and he doesn't compliment me, etc.? Meaning specifically like this jigsaw puzzle, when we collect the forms that one is lacking and the other has, and it's prominent in the other, that's how we can make the full form of Malchut. And by that, each one acquires from a friend either what he lacks or what he has a surplus of, seemingly. And this is why we get a full structure of all of us together when we all join into one shape, which is the Creator. We make him specifically by not being equal. But how? The nonetheless reach a state where all these unequal shapes in us can reach a connection, a unity, a completion between us. That's something we have to learn. Latin 3.
Rav, querido Rav,
dear Rav, what we're saying now says that we are all parts of one head, meaning that the connection already exists. So what are we missing so that we will be able to feel this form? What am I missing to feel the friends, to feel that the friend is another part that completes me? Completes everyone, completes everything.
What we are lacking is only to feel that I want to complete everyone with whatever they need, whatever they have. And I'm happy that I can bestow and I can give to all my friends whatever I can. That's it. And if I'm ready for that, that's considered that I've corrected myself.
Kadima.
Come on.
We're continuing. Furthermore, there are even greater difficulties here because there is no clearer truth than nature itself. And it is natural that each and every individual feels himself in the world of the Creator as a sole ruler, that all the others were created only to ease and improve his life without feeling any obligation whatsoever to give anything in return.
This is our true nature. Continue.
And in simple words, we will say that the nature of each and every person is to exploit the lives of all other people in the world for his own benefit. And all that he gives to another is only out of necessity. Even then, there is exploitation of others in it, but it is done cunningly, so his friend will not notice it and concede willingly.
This is what we see in our world, that each one wants to exploit the whole world, but in a way that they won't feel that this is how it is. Yes?
The reason for this is that the nature of every branch is close to its root. And because man's soul extends from the Creator, who is one and unique, and everything in his is his.
That's how each person feels.
Likewise, man who extends from him feels that all the people in the world should be under his own governance and for his own private benefit. This is an unbreakable law.
This is how we feel subconsciously. Yes.
And all the differences in people's choices. One chooses to exploit people by obtaining lowly lusts, and one by obtaining governance, while the third by obtaining honor. Furthermore, if one could do it without much effort, he would agree to exploit the world with all three together: wealth, governance, and respect. However, he is forced to choose according to his possibilities and capabilities. This law can be called the law of singularity in man's heart. No person escapes it. Rather, each and every one takes his share in this law, that the great one according to his size and the small one according to his size. Thus, the above law of singularity in the nature of every person is neither condemned nor praised, as it is a natural reality and has a right to exist like all the parts of reality. And there is no hope to eradicate it from the world or even slightly blur its form, just as there is no hope to eradicate the entire human race from earth. Therefore, we will not be lying at all if we set about this law that it is the absolute truth.
This means that we are all egoists. Each one wants to exploit the others. Each one wants to control all of humanity, the whole world, in general, everything, including the Creator. Everyone wants to determine what the Creator should do. We need to be above everything. That's our nature. And this is considered to be in the law of singularity. And since it is undoubtedly so, how can we even try to ease one's mind by promising him equality with all the people in the collective? Nothing is further from human nature than this, while one's soul inclination is to soar higher above the whole collective. How can we think that each and everyone could reach a state that he sees everyone equal, and he is equal to everyone or even lower than everyone? How can we demand such a thing from a person? To agree to that, and even to work on it, to give all his effort, all his strength to reach this state with respect to all of humanity, all of the public. Thus,
we have thoroughly clarified that there is no real possibility to bring good and joyful conduct to the life of the individual and the life of the collective by following the attribute of truth in a way that it will ease the mind of each and every individual so he may completely agree to it as it should be at the end of correction.
So how can we reach the final correction if we're so opposite of him?
Belarus.
Belarus.
Скажите, как нам не дать воспользоваться своему эго при работе в десятке, чтобы не сказать, что
how not to let our ego
поэтому не могу работать как сильные ловки.
Say in the work in the ten, I'm weak and that's why I can't work with the other like the others.
Only by connecting to the friends, getting an example from them, and bestowing upon one another in a strong way. Then we can come to a state in which we nevertheless connect, and for the sake of connection, each is willing to subjugate his head.
Yes.
Because there's no choice. Carmiel.
Thank you, Rav. I heard you saying specifically for us to be able to connect and to complement each other, that's why we were created so different from each other. But to connect to the Creator, we have to resemble Him with equivalence of form. Can you explain how these things coincide?
Of course, it's simple, because only when we're connecting between us, we come to the form of the Creator. Not alone, one, rather when we connect. It is best for there to be 10. But in our world, in the bodies, it's not clear to us yet. But in spirituality, when we come to spirituality, we begin to see how we truly complete one another in our malchuts. This is something we're yet to discover. But it should be clear to us from here that only through the connection between us, what is that form of connection? It's not yet clear. How we connect between us is also not clear yet. But nevertheless, the connection is the direction towards correction and success. Okay. Where are we?
We're in the title, in the absence of the ability to establish an attribute of truth, they try to establish the basic attributes.
Yes, I see that we have no questions, so let's continue.
Now, let us turn to the remaining three attributes, mercy, justice, and peace. It seems that to begin with, they were created only to be used as support for the attribute of truth. which is very weak in our world. From here, developmental history began to climb its slow and straggler degrees in its progress toward organizing the lives of the collective. In theory, the whole society willingly agreed and took it upon themselves not to deviate in any way from the truth. But in fact, they conducted themselves completely opposite from the truth, as was agreed. Since then, it has been the fate of truth to always be in the hands of the most deceitful and never in the hands of the weak and righteous, so they could even be somewhat assisted by the attribute of truth.
Maybe again.
In theory, the whole society willingly agreed and took it upon themselves not to deviate in any way from the truth.
Because truth is truth. It's clear that it's the most correct quality. And?
But in fact, they conducted themselves completely opposite from the truth, as was agreed. Since then, it has been the fate of truth to always be in the hands of the most deceitful and never in the hands of the weak and righteous, so they could even be somewhat assisted by the attribute of truth.
Meaning all of the human development is as much as we seemingly want to come to truth in the relations between us and defining laws in everything. But in truth, actually in the opposite way to the truth, we behave, and that's how the society and themselves are built that way.
Niv has a question.
Niv, where is he?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
So the question, it's clear, the explanation of Bala Sulam is clear that it takes it from the desired state, which is the truth, to the current state where we're all egoistics and we can't have the attribute of truth. But why don't we go the other way around? Why don't we go from our current state? We're all egoistic. We acknowledge it. Now let's determine.
That's when we recognize that already. Where have you seen that?
Don't we recognize we're all of us are egos?
Tell someone about that. Just make sure he doesn't punch you back for saying that.
I think...
What? Come to me and say that I'm an egoist. What will I do?
Okay. So, still, I'll just complete my question. If we could all say that we see our nature as egoistic. And to begin with, why should we aspire to some ideal truth which is unrealistic?
Because we can't let our ego go wild all the way in every direction. Otherwise, society cannot exist. So we will kill one another and we will simply destroy one another. In all kinds of ways, it won't be a society, there won't be existence. We won't be able to use one another for all kinds of necessities. We need to build life, homes, families, health, systems of education, something. For human beings, we have many needs. We wouldn't be able to supply ourselves with all these needs, to fill all these needs if we are not going to be connected between us. The problem is that if we wouldn't be connected with our nature as much as we are lying to one another, as if we are for the benefit of everyone, we nevertheless are not for the benefit of everyone, and therefore we are constantly in wars and problems. And that it is how it is until we don't see an end to it. Ein Sof, the meaning is the extent in which we will advance to understand the source of the problem. And then, from that, we will know what we must do. Our problem is that we discover that in our world we have no possibility of finding some force that can correct us, to limit us, to somewhat assist us in building some kind of good relations. Let's say simply in the family, look at what's happening in families. Fights, problems. It didn't used to be that way. The will to receive was much less than today. Look at what's happening today. They can't live, not in a family, not with children, with parents, not with the neighbors, no one with no one. Where does this stem from? Since the will to receive from day to day in each and every person personally is becoming larger, it's truly rising each time, and then we can't even stand one another. We're not capable.
That's clear. So from here we get a different question. Why is it that this simple reality that is seemingly apparent is so concealed and unclear? Why isn't the problem clear to us?
No, the problem that is the ego, there's no question. That can be clarified, you can write about it, and everyone will agree. What next?
That's exactly the point. Even this, as Bala Sulam writes here, with such sharpness, this is something that's unknown. People don't agree to that. Why is it so concealed?
Because to start with, we want to conceal this. It's just kind of like playing it as, I'm a good person, I'm a good citizen, a good husband, good wife. Okay, that's how it's convenient and good for us. Otherwise, what will you do? Where each will discover his nature towards others? It will be murder.
Clear. But he doesn't even reveal it to himself. Why do we even conceal it from ourselves, living in such a lie?
Because why should I suffer? Why should I suffer? It's best if I will live kind of like the way I live, as much as possible in some movie. That's what remains for us. If we don't discover the truth and go to correct it, then it's better for me to put on some movie before me, and I watch it, and that's I till I die. I pass my life along. That's what we do. That's why from our entire life, in every place, in the relations between us, in the work, in the street, at home, in every single thing, we are building this movie. Look at what's happening with all of our advancement in games and in everything in life. What do we want? We just want one thing, to play. We're like little children. Look at what's happening in the whole internet and all that. Games.
And in order to discover that emotionally, with awareness,
it is very bitter. It is very bitter what's being discovered. I don't want, because it compels me to do something. It's best if I, you know, it's like some fantastical, you know, movie. They put into your head some little bug, a little chip, and you're following some script, some movie. Also, now you're in a movie. And also before that, you were in a movie. The main thing is to feel any given moment something comfortable. That's it. And everyone agrees with it.
So when we explain things, our goal is what? To expose this truth?
That's the problem of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That it opens for a person the true reality, and he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it, because it obligates him to change. To stop being in that movie. where he's lied to from all the directions, but he feels good. So what do I need? To feel good and to remain in the lie? Or that I discover the bad? Because it's the truth. How much can I suffer? And what will it give me, this truth? That's what we are trying to do.
How can we bypass all these barriers that only want to hide the truth?
Only through the work in the society. One will help his friend. If we rely on one another and come closer to one another, and by that raise the importance of our life in the revelation of the Creator, then we can do it. And if we are not capable to make ourselves dependent on the society, on the environment, then it's impossible. One person is incapable.
Count on what? What's the help we should give each other?
Confidence, security, support, mutual support, a shoulder.
That what?
That if we remain the way we are, we're following a lie and our whole life is a zero. They end by us finishing life like animals. That's it. We don't emerge from the degree of still vegetative and animal. We rot and nothing remains of us. Other than dust, because you came from dust and you return to dust, or that we rise above the dust to the degree of Adam and begin to grow there, and in order to bestow.
Thank you.
Good luck, succeed.
Moscow 1.
Да, Раб, спасибо еще раз. Вот про то, что как точки в сердце пробуждаются, это понятно. А вот про основное.
Thank you again. About the awakening of the point of the heart is clear, but most of the society, most of the population, doesn't matter how low you fall. Why does the Creator give a picture of being okay?
They cannot correct themselves other than being the passive part that goes to correction after us, in joining and being willing for following us with actions, that which we explain, disclose, but we will have to be as the head of the general partsuf, and they as the body of the general partsuf. I don't disregard them, because they have to do work, but the work of each and everyone, there's 1 gram of work for them. And we will have to perform work in calculating and intention. And that is the main thing. So there's a hero in quality and a hero in quantity. We are heroes in quality, and they belong to the heroes in quantity. And the two of them, like this, the body and the head, go and carry out the general act of correction. No one is redundant, God forbid. Okay?
Kadima.
Let's go.
There's one more question from the hall.
I told you, come on.
We're in the title. In the absence of the ability to establish the attribute of truth, they try to establish the basic attributes.
And when they could not establish,
the attribute of truth in the life of the collective, the exploited and the weak increased within society. And from here emerged the attributes of mercy and justice to their actions in the conduct of society. Since the existence of the whole society compelled the successful ones among them to support the struggling, so as not to harm the society in general. Therefore, they behaved with them indulgently, meaning with mercy and charity. But it is only natural that under such conditions, the straggling and exploited proliferate until there are enough of them to protest against the successful and to start quarrels and fights. From here emerged the attribute of peace in the world. Thus, all those attributes, mercy, charity, and peace, emerged and were born out of the weakness of truth. This is what caused society to divide into sects. Some adopted the attributes of mercy and charity, giving of their own possessions to others. And some adopted the attribute of truth, meaning what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. In simpler words, we can divide the two sects into constructors and destructors. Constructors are those who want construction, the benefit of the collective, for which they are often willing to give of their own possessions to others. But those who are naturally prone to destruction and recklessness were more comfortable clinging to the attribute of truth, meaning what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, for their own benefit, and would never want to give up anything of their own to others without taking into consideration the risk to the well-being of the collective, for they are destructors by nature.
I don't see questions from the men, so where are the women? Women, please.
There's a question from Mike Israel 1. Mutually complimenting means that I have to pass on my weakness to my friends also?
No, I want to show my friends only the good qualities, good relations, my willingness to complete them in any given thing, where each and every one wants to resemble himself to the Creator, as he is good that does good to the good and to the wicked, and gives to everyone. That is how we have to try and behave in the tens, each towards their ten, as much as possible. And then from that, we will start to discover how, according to our resemblance and adaptation to the Creator, we will find Him filling us. Yes.
That's it, there are no more questions.
No more questions. Okay, women. Oh. Okay. Well, then we, if so, will go back. We will continue the hope for peace.
Yes, we're in the title Hopes for Peace. Once those conditions brought society a great deal of strife and risked the well-being of society, the peacemakers appeared in society. They have assumed control and power and renewed the social life based on new conditions, which they considered true, to suffice for the peaceful existence of society.
Yes, meaning there's a need to build systems in the society such that will help not fall to the society and strengthen it and calm the winds and all kinds of such things. It's the police and the armies, the military and internal relations of all kinds, with everything that there is, only to not let the society to enter into dangerous quarrels. Yes.
Yet, the majority of those peacemakers which spring up after every dispute naturally come from among the destructors, meaning from the seekers of truth, by way of what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. This is because they are the powerful and courageous ones in society called heroes and courageous, for they are always willing to renounce their own lives and the lives of other, of the whole collective, if the collective disagrees with their views. But the constructors in society, who are the men of mercy and charity, who care for their own lives and for the life of the collective, refuse to risk themselves or the public in order to impose their opinion on the collective. Hence, they are always on the weak side in society, called the faint-hearted and the coward. It is therefore obvious that the hand of the reckless, brave, will always be on top. And it is natural that all the peacemakers come from among the destructors and not from the constructors.
Kavkaz.
Okay, Kavkaz.
Почему Бальсулам в этом подзаголовке и в предыдущем пишет, что истина это?
Why does Бальсулам in this title and in the previous one writes that truth is what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours, but previously writes that each according to his needs?
No, that's not the same thing. But according to nature, mine is mine and yours is yours. That's how it needs to be. But that contradicts connection to peace, to social peace, where mine is and yours is mine, and yours is mine, and mine is yours. There are four different measures that we can accordingly build the society and to see the extent in which it goes along with our nature or not. That's the whole scrutiny. How we come to a state which calms everyone, which brings us peace. As he says, the hopes for peace, the article, the peace. How do we get there? Peace is wholeness, where it emerges from one creator, and how through that do we come to be in one system in which we complete one another. So there's a problem here. Humanity thus far has yet to find a solution of how to be in one system which we are all connected to one another, complete one another, and feel that there's a need for each and everything and for each and everyone. On the contrary, each of us thinks that if there is a right to exist for anyone in the world, it's because it's under the condition that he'll be underneath me. And in such a way, we are all in a quarrel. And there's no hope for peace. What will we do? According to our nature, that's how it is. That's why eventually there's only one solution: to rise above our nature to connection. Otherwise, humanity will end in a bad way. If you have the source of evil without the upper force, certainly we will end up with complete, final annihilation, total annihilation. Yes, Michael.
In one of the previous titles, The Practical Difficulties in Determining the Truth, Baal HaSulam writes that if we take the natural, if we take into account the natural law of going after the majority, then the weak and the nimble are the majority, and they won't let the quicker ones use their strength.
Yes, that's relatively so.
And it seems as if this law is canceled because the stronger ones control society today.
That could be that you're correct somewhat, but eventually we can see that it doesn't work that way.
So who's in control at the moment, the weaker ones or the heroes?
It depends on which society. The more advanced a society is, yes, then who controls it? We begin with the lowest forces and we come to the greatest forces of all. An advanced society, if the society was more progressive according to the laws than the laws of nature, not according to that, then we would already long ago destroy ourselves. But because we are, after all, cautious of destroying ourselves, we inevitably seek ways in which we can somewhat advance and not destroy ourselves. That's a problem. It's not clear for the time being.
Will it be correct to say that what's going on in the human development now is that each person wants to be a hero and a strong person and separating from each other? This is what's developing?
That is what is desired. That's the natural development. When the desire to receive is big, each wants to see himself as the ruler of the world. It's clear. But with that, there's a social development and many countries and many systems. Many systems that it's still not clear how this will spin. I really hope that through our work we will draw and attract to ourselves, to our world, the upper force. And by that, the Creator will appear before everyone. From darkness to light, truly. Even though, according to the plan of creation, such states can still be revealed, like the messianic wars and very big powers to all of humanity. But let's hope that we will pass this quickly, spiritually. The suffering that each and every person wants to reach spiritual development and connection with the Creator, even if it's smaller suffering, it's much greater than all the sufferings of this world in our low life. Therefore, let's hope that we will cover this with that. We are yet to talk about that. It will be clear. Moscow 1.
Да, извините, Рав, только включился. Вы как-то вот разделили вот 5 минут назад управление Творца.
Yes, sorry, I just got the mark. 5 minutes ago you divided the guidance of the Creator and the guidance of nature. Can you explain that?
No, maybe I wanted to say that according to nature, we develop by our ego, and according to the Creator, we develop according to the plan of creation. And that's usually good to talk that way, as this is not equal to that.
Yes.
Okay, guys, let's conclude. What else do we have to announce?
There are announcements, especially about the schedule for this weekend. Other times I'm going to mention are Israel time. So today at 3 o'clock afternoon until 4, We have our world meal tomorrow, Saturday, preparation for the lesson, 2:40 in the morning, 3 to 5:30. There's a lesson at noon, 1:30. 1:40, there is a preparation for the lesson, and 2 to 4, the noon lesson. Please pay attention. Sunday is a holiday in Israel, so we have the morning lesson will be as usual, 2:40 until 30. Preparation, and the lesson 3 to 5:30. And afterwards, the noon lesson will start at 1:30 until 2. Again, Sunday, preparation for the noon lesson at 1:30 until 2, then 2 to 4, a lesson. We'll conclude with a song.
Volte ho tentato di vivere, no mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi sono trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, הדברה לשלום בך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, הדברה לשלום בך. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, למען השלום בך. La sola anima che esisterà, la nostra unione porta alla condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, adabra la shalom ba. Le malachai verai, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום.